Before we take our seat, please join me to bless the Lord.
What shall we say unto the Lord? All we have to say
is thank you, Lord.
What shall we say
unto the Lord? All we have to say.
We must
lift him higher.
super God, I tell you. Praise God. Lighthouse, either you keep this in your permanent memory, or if you know your memory can fail you, you can write this down. Please don't ever forget. If God is great, we must be grateful. If God
is great,
we must. If you locate Him great in your life, the proof of that acknowledgement is to be grateful. Have a seat in His presence. If God is great, for you are great, you do miracles so great, there is no one else like you. There is no one else like you, for you are great, you do miracles so great, there is no one else like you, there is no turning at turning point. That's our conclusion of turning point until we meet again next Friday to launch what God is asking us to do for the month of July. Turning at turning point. Turning at turning point. Some people make bad turn even at turning point. People make bad turn even at turning point. Luke chapter 17, the Bible scripture we read from verse 12 through to 19, painted a picture of 10 lepers in whose life God made a turning point. But 9 of them, even at turning point, made a bad turn. In God's quest for effecting change in our lives, we must take notice of 3 things. In God's quest, He wants to help me. He wants to help you. His desires of it. When God brought us into turning point, one very, very important notice He gave to us was that it is not our call. How many people remember that? It was God's call. We also understood that it is motivated by God's vengeance. God will say, you know what? Thus far, no more. Step aside. Let me deal with it. But we must get to know, we must be well informed. Even at turning point, you remember the story of the children of Israel? Even at turning point, they had a so bad turn, they could not enter the promised land. Bible says they were destroyed in the wilderness, all of them. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10. Said, don't let us murmur like they do. And they were destroyed. Even God, who brought them out of the turning point, could not help them. Making turning a turning point. Lighthouse, you must become aware of 3 things. 1, God knows what He does. God knows what He does. He knows what He wants to do. You don't need to tell God what God must do. If you, being evil, know how to give good things to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to His children? So God knows how. He knows what He's doing. Acts chapter 15, verse 18. Known unto God are all His works, not when you ask Him to do it, but from the beginning of the world. Acts 15:18. It is not when you tell God to do it that He does it. It was in His agenda all along Sometimes why he will not do it is because we permit him not to do it. The Bible says Jesus could not do mighty miracles in his own country because they did not permit him. Known unto God are all his works. So he knows what he does. If you look at that context, that scripture in NIV, he said he knows it from a long ago. That's a good English. He said, God knows his work from long ago. So it was not today that God knows what he's doing. In Luke chapter 8, verse 46, a woman touched Jesus, and Jesus knew what he did. He said, virtue went out of me, and Peter said, Pastor, look, we know you shall get. But you know, a lot of people are around here, so they thought it was, you know. He said, no, we know you are from above, but you know everybody's around you now. But he said, no, something was done through me. And Bible says, when the woman saw that she could not be hidden, because Jesus knows what he's talking about. Please, Lighthouse, God knows what he does. Praise God. You see, you may not have known it, but he knows what he had done. Praise God. He knows, you remember the story of our turning point in John chapter 4? Before the man got home, Jesus knew. He didn't know what Jesus has done, but Jesus already knew what he did. Don't forget that, okay? God knows what he does. Number two. We must do what we ought to do. God knows what we must do. The first thing is God knows what he does. The second thing is God knows what we must do. He may not tell you what you must do, but he knows what you should do. Micah 6:8. He has shown thee what is good. Micah 6:8. What is good and what the Lord requires of thee. God knows what we must do. You may not know what you need to do, but you know, when I wake up in the morning, as big as I am now, and I greet my mom, or I just see my mom, and I didn't greet her, she said, have you greeted me this morning? Ah, sorry. She knows what I must. Don't forget that. So, the knowledge of that is that she is expecting you to do what you ought to do. Like when we give a little child candy and the mom is there and the baby boy forgot what he must do, the mom say, what must you say? And the baby said, thank you. Now listen, he didn't say, when the parents say, what must you say? He didn't say, good evening. And he said, you know what I'm saying? He didn't answer. The baby will not answer out of context. The baby won't say, when you say, what must you say? Or what do you say? He didn't say, give me more. No. Praise God. Why? Because the mom has educated her or the child what the child must do in the event somebody gives you something. I don't want you to forget that. God knows what you must do. You can't walk away from it and pretend God is not requiring it. Luke chapter 17, verse 18. Luke chapter 17, verse 18. He said, in fact, let's start from verse 17. Luke 17 from verse 17. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? So he knew what he did. But where are the 9? Bible says they were not found that returned to give glory to God. Why did he say that? He knows what they must do. And number 3. Don't forget this part, because this is what fail a lot of people. God knows what is yet undone. Lighthouse, there is nothing God does for you that will not require your need for God again. Have you left? There is nothing God does for you that will make God unapplicable in our life or in our lives. God knows what is yet to do. Luke 17:19. When that one leper returned, number one, let's take it from the beginning again. God knew what he did. He knew as he told them to go and show themselves to the priest, they are healed. They have not known yet. But as they were going, they discovered that they had been healed. There was a turning point in their life about which only one of them made the right turn. What did he do? He returned to give glory to God. And you know, when he got back, Jesus said, "Arise, go thy way," in verse 19, "thy faith has made thee." He knew they were healed, not whole. Lighthouse, are you here? Don't let a turning point turn you to a dark spot. I was in camp one day, and somebody, please don't laugh, okay? I just warned you. And somebody came and said, he used to be impotent, but now he's no longer impotent. Then in my heart, I said, well, I hope he doesn't go to town just wrecking everybody. I was just telling you what was in my heart, right? I said, well, maybe it would have been safer for him to just be like that. But I said, God told me, he said, no, God will not, because of your misuse of what is good, not withhold it from you. Have you left? God will not, because of your misuse of what is good, withhold him for you. But he holds you accountable to know what to do with it. Stand up on your feet. Praise the Lord. I met a young man who is very reckless with women. And I called him and said, why are you doing that? You know what he said? He said, it's not my fault. I'm handsome. Can you imagine that? Yeah. Did you see that? Yeah. So you see how he's using that tool. It wasn't designed. And you know, I mean, who wouldn't like an handsome or something good? You know what I'm saying? But in his mind, he knows he's using that tool inappropriately. Don't let what God does for you sink you. Don't let what God does for you. He could bring money for you in your turning point. You remember the story of that man? Bible calls him in Luke chapter 12. God called him fool. Bible says his ground brought forth a lot. That was a turning point for him. And he began to say all kind of trash. God said, you know what? This boy, this turning point is not good for him. Bible called him and woke him up. He said, thou fool, tonight. Lighthouse, be smart. There is nothing he does for you to exclude him in your life. There is nothing he does for anyone to exclude that person from his life. Let's lift up our hands and turn to God and return to him today. For everything you've done, I just return. It is you that I must. Jesus, Bible says, he was made whole. Lighthouse, God knows what he has not yet done for you. He knows what is ahead of you. You will need him for. Praise God. He knows what is ahead of you that you will need him for. Jesus knew that they ought to return back to him. He knows what you and I need. There is nothing God gives to you that will not require him in you again. Receive grace this morning. And if we have made a bad turn because of a turning point, maybe we saw, you know, we have not used something God gave us to us appropriately. You can still return today. Job 22 verse 21 and 22. If thou return to the Almighty. 22:22, by the way. He said, you shall be built up. If you return, you shall be built up. It's never late to return. What must not happen is for us, because of a turning point, take a permanent bad turn. Return home today. Return home to thank him. Return home to tell him that little boy who went rascally the other day, prodigal son, he said, I will return. And the moment he returned, there was salvation for him. Father, Lord, we just want to bless you this morning. Thank you for the entrance of your word. Whatever prospers in your hand require God to maintain the prosperity you have. There was a king. Bible says in all the days he sought the Lord, God caused him to prosper. Father, Lord, we just want to bless you today. Let's thank you for what you did in June. He gave us so many things. We must never let anything God does turn us away from following God. When you see him great, you must return as a grateful person. Father, Lord, we just want to thank you. Thank him for what everything he has done. And the return to him to give him glory for it. Father, Lord, we bless you. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Is there anything left not understood in what we just learned? Don't forget those 3 points. Stretch your hands towards me and please pray for me. Pray for me that I myself will not be a fool in his sight. Bible says, he that is in honor and knoweth it not is like a beast of the field that perisheth. Pray for me that I will never exchange God for gold. It will not happen to me. I will not esteem gold more than God, but evermore walk away from anything God requires, that I may not lose him. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray.